Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the second episode in our series on the Holy Spirit and Mary. I want to help you to understand the beautiful and profound relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary so that you can know with confidence that when you turn to Mary, it is the Holy Spirit working through her. They act as one. And as this series unfolds, you will see that this teaching comes from Scripture, contemporary, the teaching of John Paul II, and the Catechism. But it also comes from the best theologians in the world on this subject, like Matthias Schaben, Maximilian Kolbe, Meulen, Laurentin, Congar, Bonomi, Picazza, and Father Gregor Bartasek, the best living scholar on Kolbe and the Holy Spirit and Mary. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In our last meditation, we discovered something essential. The Holy Spirit gives the life of Christ to us. The Holy Spirit forms Christ within us, and the Holy Spirit directs the Christian life. So a question arises. If the Holy Spirit does everything, then why do we need Mary? To answer that, we need to better understand who the Holy Spirit is and how the Spirit works. And the Catechism gives us our first insight. It says, God made all things by himself, that is, by his word and by his wisdom, that is, by the Son and the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is identified with wisdom. And about wisdom, Jesus says something striking. He said, wisdom is justified by her children. Jesus describes wisdom as a mother. And so we must ask, what does this reveal about the Holy Spirit? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In the Old Testament, especially in Proverbs, Sirach, and Wisdom, wisdom is not presented as an abstract idea, but as a person speaking, acting, and relating to us. Now, there are many legitimate ways of understanding wisdom. However, one really rich and interesting way is to see wisdom as the Holy Spirit. In Sirach chapter 24, verse 18 and 19, wisdom is described as a mother who is the source of grace and virtue. I am the mother of beautiful love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Pretty striking statement. Here, wisdom is not only personal, she's maternal. She contains the fullness of grace. She generates love, knowledge, and hope within us. This same reality is deepened in the Book of Wisdom, chapter 7, which describes the Holy Spirit in this way. And so I prayed, and understanding was given me. I entreated, and the Spirit of wisdom came to me. I esteemed her more than scepters and thrones. Compared with her, I held riches as nothing. I reckoned no priceless stone to be her peer. For compared with her, all gold is a pinch of sand, and beside her, silver ranks as mud. I loved her more than health or beauty, preferred her to the light, since her radiance never sleeps. In her company, all good things came to me. At her hands, riches not to be numbered. And then, Scripture makes a stunning statement. All these I delighted in, since wisdom brings them. But I did not yet know she was their mother. Wow, wisdom is described as our mother and the source of all grace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Now let's look closely at what wisdom actually does. Scripture says she can do all things. She is all-powerful. She is unchanging. She makes all things new. She passes into holy souls, and she makes them friends of God and prophets. Well, the New Testament describes the Holy Spirit in exactly the same way. The Spirit is all-powerful and unchanging. The Spirit makes us new. The Spirit enters holy souls and makes us temples of God. But the Spirit makes us not only friends of God, but sons and daughters of God. And the Creed tells us the Holy Spirit has spoken through the prophets. Now listen to what Wisdom chapter 8, verse 1 says. Speaking of wisdom, she deploys her strength from one end of the earth to the other, ordering all things for good. Okay, listen to what Paul says about the Holy Spirit in Romans 8. Everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God, and the Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us according to the will of God. Then immediately Paul writes, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. In other words, the providential ordering attributed to wisdom is attributed to the Holy Spirit in the book of Romans. In other words, what Scripture attributes to wisdom in the Old Testament, it attributes to the Holy Spirit in the New. Scripture therefore reveals that the Holy Spirit acts in a profoundly maternal way, forming, nurturing, and bringing to birth the life of God within us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Finally, in Sirach chapter 15, verse 2, Scripture says of wisdom, she will come to meet him like a mother and receive him like a virgin bride. Here, wisdom, or the Holy Spirit, is described with four characteristics: feminine, maternal, bridal, and virginal. And this reveals something essential about the Holy Spirit acts, that the Holy Spirit is receptive, like a virgin bride who receives, is fruitful, like a mother who gives life, and interior, forming that life from within. These characteristics reveal how the Holy Spirit acts in a maternal way by receiving, by giving life, and by forming that divine life from within. But where do we see this receptive and fruitful action made visible? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Now let's return to our original question. If the Holy Spirit gives the life of Christ, forms the life of Christ, and directs the life of Christ within us, and if Scripture reveals that the Spirit acts in a maternal way, then how does this hidden action become visible? Where do we see the maternal work of the Holy Spirit concretely lived out? And here the Church gives us an important clue. The Catechism teaches us that the Church's tradition has often read the most beautiful texts on wisdom in relation to Mary. That's striking. Scripture reveals the Holy Spirit as wisdom, which acts in a maternal and life-giving way. And the Church reads those same passages in relation to Mary. Therefore, the only conclusion we can come to is that Mary has a unique relationship with the Holy Spirit, that what is hidden in the Holy Spirit becomes visible and concrete in Mary. So the question is no longer, if we have the Holy Spirit, why do we need Mary? But how does the Holy Spirit carry out a maternal mission through Our Lady? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you've only heard this 8,000 times, so I'm glad you didn't fall asleep during this meditation, but did anything strike you new?
I think in a new way, I was just impressed with the work you've done on this specific topic and all of the theologians you mentioned before have done on it, because it is such a narrow line you have to tread between what you can and can't say when you're quite literally trying to describe the works and action of God. And the Holy Spirit, for the longest time, has been one of the hardest subjects to describe, as well as what you're talking about with Mary's participation in that work. So I'm just impressed with how carefully you have crafted this, because it's so easy to, and it's so easy for all of us to get confused on how that could work, what could be theologically incorrect, but you've gone right down the middle path.
Well, a couple of things. We have great saints,
mm-hmm.
and the church, and great theologians that are, who have done tremendous works. So, for example, Colby understood so profoundly and clearly the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. As I shared yesterday, Colby said, basically, Mary exists so that we can better know the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that when we see Mary, we see the Holy Spirit. This is Colby. This is back in the 1930s.
You can also tell from Colby's life that because he had that understanding, because he understood it the way you're describing it, he could live under that influence. And like when you look at, we look at his martyrdom for the most part, but when you look at everything that came before, he built such a community. They were educators. They were spreading the truth. They were really moving people. And that's part of the mission, and that's the continuation. So it's, as much as I complain a bit about hearing things again, it's understanding these things that made his mission possible and that will make our mission possible, because it's no different now.
Colby would be the first one to say that his superpower, what made him successful as a saint, was his absolute confidence in Mary,
mm-hmm.
that he belonged entirely to Mary and that she was working through him. Now, if you remove this intimate relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary from that equation, that makes Colby unchristian, a heretic, and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people thought he was, but he grasped the secret that the Holy Spirit fashioned Mary in such a way that Mary is the perfect human reflection, expression of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit works powerfully through Mary. Mm-hmm. Colby grasped that, so he gave himself totally to her, and what was the result? He builds a monastery that gets 700 young men to join him.
That's something we could never fathom today.
700.
But I hope we do. I hope we get to see things like that.
Then he used all the modern means of communication,
mm-hmm.
printing presses and the radio.
Planes.
He was starting to create movies.
Mm-hmm.
He had the railroad come right into his monastery. He was training monks to be pilots because he was spreading the truth of the Catholic faith through all the modern means of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dare say, if there were podcasts in 1930, he would have used a podcast because it's one of the fastest ways.
Well, they were using the radio. They were using pamphlets. They were using everything.
Exactly. Magazines, newspapers. And then he goes and duplicates it in Japan. And he had preparations to duplicate it another time in mm-hmm. India and America. It's just World War II broke out, so that he could achieve the greatest success, to lay down his life for another man. But what Our Lady did in the life of St. Maximilian Kolbe, what the Holy Spirit and Our Lady did in the life of St. Maximilian Kolbe, they want to do in all of our lives. So let's just follow the secret of Kolbe and have such confidence that when we turn to Mary, we're turning to the Holy Spirit so that they can powerfully work through us.
Well said.
St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.